The Steve Gruber Show. Here's Steve.
June 13th, good to have you here as we roll through this day. The louder the left screams, the more impressed I am with Donald Trump. The louder the left screams, the more indication that I have that he's doing things right. You know, when people are screaming and carrying on, well, he got nothing from Kim Jong-un. He's getting the short end of the stick. He gave everything away. He gave nothing away. Well, he got rid of the military exercises. Not really. We've already done this year's exercises, the first set. The next set, you know, months in the future. So if we see that North Korea isn't going the right direction, they'll just ramp right back up. No big deal. And by the way, we now know that the Obama administration lied, flat out lied about what they were doing with Iran, paid billions of dollars to get a fake deal with Iran while Donald Trump's actually looking for real peace on the Korean Peninsula. Frank Vernuccio here serves as editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be with you again.
So, all right, real quickly, your thoughts now that the president and his motorcade have wheeled back to the White House. He's back here in D.C. now. Sum up for me your thoughts on the Korean summit in Singapore.
Well, let's look at the actual results. The North Koreans have agreed to completely denuclearize, unlike the Iran agreement, where they simply agreed to delay their nuclear program for a couple of years. North Korea has agreed to completely denuclearize, but they've gone a little bit further than just an agreement. They've already destroyed one of their nuclear facilities, and they have agreed to destroy the missile test sites. Now, Steve, you might recall, with Iran, they claimed that, of course, their ICBM facilities were not included in the agreement at all.
Right.
So here we have the North Koreans actually destroying their missile test site. Additionally, we see that the North Koreans have agreed to return U.S. war dead remains, and that's something of real substance, not only in terms of the emotional impact that has on the families of the war dead, but also the symbolism of it. It's a way of saying that the United States and North Korea are putting aside the past, but also the North Koreans are saying they're not going to hold on to the grudges of the past by returning those war dead. It's something of real, real substance.
It certainly is a show of good faith, that's for sure. I wonder if they'll go so far as to send back the USS Pueblo that's been in their possession since 1968, but I guess that's for another day. By the way, I also understand that North Korea has great beaches and great real estate that could be of great value.
Yeah, that's something that a guy like Donald Trump, I guess, would have paid a lot of attention to.
Well, he did. You know, he had a twinkle in his eye.
Great point, because, you know, even though they do have some facilities which could be developed, unlike the situation with Iran, the U.S. isn't giving any bucks to North Korea to do this. There was that ridiculous situation where the United States sent, the Obama administration sent, pallet loads of cash to Iran before Iran actually did anything that we wanted them to do. Now, in North Korea, it's totally different because our sanctions remain on North Korea, and we're not giving them a red cent.
Well, we are willing, though. We've made made it clear, has the United States, that we are willing to help North Korea to be prosperous and define prosperity and to set things up. Now, obviously, that's going to be investment by the United States. But also stepping to the front of that line, Japan and South Korea willing to invest in North Korea if we get to that point in the conversation, which I'm very optimistic that we will. It makes me think, Frank, that, you know, Japan holds something like $1.2 trillion of American debt. We rebuilt Japan. Maybe it's time to play let's make a deal with the Japanese. Tell you what, you invest in North Korea. You also forgive American debt for making it all possible because you need this partner in your region, and maybe we can make a deal that works for everybody. Just a side thought.
It's a good thought. You know, also, you brought up in the opening to the piece how Obama lied to the American people. You have to question, looking at the North Korean deal, comparing that with the Iran deal, and the honest question that comes up is, who was President Obama actually looking out for? He asked American banks to break the law in order to launder Iranian currency.
Right.
Nothing like this occurred with North Korea.
No.
It's unusual, of course, that American banks or any banks, any place in the world, would have said, you know what, even though we can make a profit on this, we're not going to do it. It's against the law. while the administration, the Obama administration, was telling them to do it.
It is startling to say that. It's just another example, I believe, of things that were done, you know, under the cover of darkness that they never thought would be exposed, because they never thought for a moment that Donald Trump would be elected. In fact, Donald Trump was never a serious candidate. He just wanted to make more money on the next season of The Apprentice. He'd never really run for president. He could never really get the nomination, and he certainly wouldn't make it through his first 100 days if he was elected, and so on and so forth. You've heard all the predictions.
You bet. That also explains why the Obama administration and the Department of Justice felt so confident in doing things that are certainly inappropriate for the FBI and for the DOJ to do. Because, after all, when Clinton became president, they would never be caught. And if they were caught, they would be given a pardon anyway. So it didn't work out that way, though.
Yeah, we're one day away now. Now we, and you bring up some great points here. We're with Frank Vernuccio, editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Because tomorrow, Frank, Michael Horowitz tears the cover off this Inspector General's report that we've all been anticipating for a very long time. Could be very damning to James Comey, to Loretta Lynch, to others in the Department of Justice, in the FBI. I guess that will give us a lot of indication of what really went on in the previous administration, potentially.
It will indeed, including, perhaps most importantly, the ex parte communication between Loretta Lynch, the former Attorney General, and Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the basics of law is that you don't have these one-on-one communications between the investigatory body and the person who's being investigated without letting the other folks in the prosecution know what's going on. Clearly, laws were broken, statutes were bent.
And there was
no repercussions, just, Steve, as there was no repercussions when the entire Internal Revenue Service was used to harass opponents of President Obama during his administration.
To harass people, and to paraphrase Bill Clinton from this week, you know, rape isn't what it used to be. thank you, Bill Clinton, for that insight. I thought I would just give that side note there.
Well, certainly it wasn't just females that were raped by the Obama administration. It was anyone who disagreed with the Obama administration. When you had Loretta Lynch, former attorney general, saying that she would consider criminally prosecuting anyone who simply disagreed with President Obama on climate change, well, that's a rape of a different sort.
Yeah, that's raping the God-given rights of American citizens to speak their mind, to have an opinion, to hold their opinion near and dear. Frank, I'll give you the last word.
We're going to see the next issue come up, which is going to be trade. The president has taken a lot of criticism for taking on China, taking on Europe, taking on Canada on trade. But the reality of it is, last year, the trade deficit was $566 billion, jumped 12.1% in 1 year. Something's got to give with that, and the president is one of the few who's had the courage to actually tackle the issue.
Well, you know, he's just not like other presidents. Yeah, that's the point. That was the whole point, everybody. Thank you, Frank, as always.
Good being with you, Steve.
Always is. Frank Vernuccio here. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Serving Michigan since 1947, locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. By the way, if you're ever looking for the sponsors of the program here, go to SteveGruber.com. Pretty much all of them represented there on my homepage, SteveGruber.com. You can also send me a note. I've got a couple I'm going to read today if I get time. A couple of notes from listeners here. That's the place to drop me a line that gets used here on the air, SteveGruber.com on The Steve Gruber Show.